Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. Today we're diving deep into something super crucial, creating a safe space for emotional expression. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around certain people? Like your feelings are too much, or maybe not enough for them to handle? Yeah, I've been there. But here's the thing, friends. Bubbling up our emotions doesn't make them disappear, it just makes them explode in ways we don't want. Think of it like a pressure cooker eventually that thing's gonna blow. Today, we're gonna talk about how to build that safe haven within ourselves and around us so we can express our feelings authentically without judgment or fear. Because let's face it, feeling all our feels is part of being human, right? It's what makes us unique, complex, and ultimately more connected. So, buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you create that emotional safe space. First off, self-awareness is your superpower. Before you can cultivate a space for others, you gotta know your own emotional landscape. What triggers you? How do different situations make you feel? Pay attention to those subtle cues, journal about them, and become a detective of your own emotions. It's like learning the map of your inner world, knowing where all the landmines are, the hidden treasures, and the scenic trails. Next up, practice active listening. It's not just hearing words, it's truly absorbing what someone's saying, understanding their perspective, and responding with empathy. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and give them your full attention. You know that feeling when someone really listens to you? Amazing, right? That's the power of active listening, creating a space where people feel seen and heard. Thirdly, cultivate non-judgmental acceptance. This is where things get tricky. We all have these inner critics, those voices whispering negative thoughts. But remember, emotions are not right or wrong, they just are. When someone shares their feelings, try to meet them with acceptance, even if you don't agree with them. Think of it like this. Would you judge a flower for blooming in a different color? No. Embrace the diversity of human experience. Now, let's talk about boundaries. They're not walls, they're guidelines that protect your emotional well-being. Learn to say no when needed, communicate your limits clearly and respectfully, and prioritize self-care. Think of it like a garden. You need fences to keep the pesky critters out and create a space where beautiful flowers can thrive. Finally, vulnerability is strength, not weakness. Sharing our feelings authentically takes courage. But by doing so, we build trust, deepen connections, and create a sense of shared humanity. Remember that time someone was honest with you about their struggles, and it made you feel closer to them? Vulnerability creates those powerful moments of connection. Let me tell you a story. Imagine Sarah, who's always putting on a brave face at work. She hides her anxieties behind a confident smile, but inside, she feels overwhelmed. She starts attending a weekly support group for women in similar situations. At first, it's scary to open up, but the more she shares, the more she realizes that she's not alone. The other women listen without judgment, offering encouragement and understanding. Sarah learns to express her feelings freely, knowing that she's in a safe space where vulnerability is celebrated. She starts feeling lighter, more confident, and empowered. See? It's all about building those safe spaces, both within ourselves and around us. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing these takeaways today. Remember to be mindful of your own emotions, listen actively to others, embrace non-judgmental acceptance, set healthy boundaries, and don't be afraid to show your vulnerability. Keep it real, keep it strong, and keep those emotional armor shining bright. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Stoic Mental Armor. We've got a whole lot more wisdom to unpack together. Don't forget to subscribe, share the podcast with your friends, and let us know in the comments what you're learning on this journey towards emotional strength. Until then, keep those stoic spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.